Hello and welcome everybody. This is Andrew Gettert. I've been practicing herbal medicine for almost 30 years, specializing in results. And today's topic is Chinese herbs for peak athletic performance. Now, one of the things I wanted to mention is that this is beyond competitive sports. This is including people who dance, people who do martial arts, people who do yoga, and people who like to walk and hike. And this would apply to all ages, although we're going to be giving special attention to the middle-aged and senior athlete. The teen athlete is almost a special workshop. So we're going to talk about performance-enhancing strategies, recovery-enhancing strategies, and how to prevent and treat athletic injuries. So before we get going, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I've been involved in sports for a long time. They made a movie about me. The movie is called White Men Can't Jump. I actually used to play basketball, and I gave it up at about 45 because it was just too hard on my body. So one of the most important concepts for today's workshop is balance and learning to help your clients, particularly the middle-aged and senior clients, achieve balance in their life, find the yin within yang and the yang within yin. So don't forget the yin tonics, because basically a lot of the younger athletes coming to you in their teens and 20s are going to be looking for sports, and they don't sports performance, and they don't want any of the sissy stuff like yin tonics, but that's precisely what their body needs. So how do you treat the client with endometriosis? How do you treat the athlete with endometriosis? The same as you treat anybody. You look at their pulse, you feel their pulse, you look at their tongue. You look at their symptoms, you evaluate them verbally as well as non-verbally, and you go forth with the proper herbal recommendations. So just because somebody's an athlete doesn't mean, it means you still have to work with their principal complaint, work with their constitution, and hopefully get them from point A to point B. So the needs of senior teens, middle-aged, and senior athletes are quite different. We also want to look at the differences between professionals, what I call semi-pro athletes, and recreational athletes, which are weekend warriors. So what are some of those differences? Well, basically, I don't really believe that a teen athlete needs tonic herbs. And I really avoid herbs in this population. I'm more thinking of what's good nutrition. And if they are susceptible to injury, what herbs will help them prevent or treat or help them recover from their injuries? So I'm not really looking at tonic herb strategies. So for instance, we had a client named Gina, who is 16, and she was actually a very serious scholarship competitive runner, but she also played soccer as well, and she was scheduled to go to UCLA, I think, on a scholarship. Anyway, she developed a really bad propensity towards tendinitis, which is intense knee pain around the kneecap. And bottom line is we didn't recommend tonic herbs. She probably wouldn't have taken them because she didn't really like taking pills, but she was able to take the collagenix too, and it was something that was really near miraculous in terms of helping her continue with her training and competitive racing and running. Now, for middle-aged people, one of the things I recommend very strongly is the EPAC krill oil, which is a very fine fish oil product, but it has some unique benefits, and we've actually have webinars on the benefits of EPAC, so I'd suggest tuning into those webinars to see what's so unique about it. One of the many unique things, it's very rich in naturally occurring antioxidants, and one of the things that middle-aged and senior athletes need, in addition to fish oil, is antioxidants. So one of the nice things about taking the EPAC is you get your fish oil, the anti-inflammatory effects, and other beneficial effects of fish oil, but you also have antioxidant activity. Now, when we get into senior athletes, we really need to look at fish oil is probably important. EPAC is important for all of the senior athletes for numerous reasons, but also you might want to consider collagenex too and other collagen supporting therapies. So in our webinar last week on knee pain, we talked also discussed some collagen forming strategies beyond EPAC. And these are very, very important to improve the integrity of the joints, because so many of the senior athletes have joint problems. So the middle-aged people can use Collagenix too also if they tend to have joint problems. But in my experience, almost all the senior athletes have some level of joint discomfort or another. And actually, a tennis club I visited once, they were passing out literally Advil like candy. They had a big candy box, and I was like, you know, this is kind of bogus, all this candy. And I was even horrified because it was chock full of hundreds of tablets of Advil, I believe it was. And so these guys can just, senior athletes can, if they're left unchecked, can take NSAIDs like they're going out of style. And so one of the things you can do if you're really interested in the overall health, interested in being as good a natural doctor as possible, you know, find the balance. You know, chomping down 8-10 Advil a day basically is a tremendous risk on the heart, and perhaps actually a tremendous risk on the liver and kidneys as well. So if we can get them onto something natural, that's really, really important. So all of these athletes need good nutrition. When we get into middle age and senior athletes, I would add EPAC krill oil, collagen support, and perhaps the right Chinese herbal therapies. Now, when we look at professional versus semi-pro versus recreational athletes, my guess is that most of you attending this webinar mostly see recreational athletes. Professional athletes can be extremely demanding and can come with a lot of baggage. One of my colleagues who treated a lot of professional basketball players actually gave it up because it was just too silly. He'd get calls from coaches and trainers and agents, you know, at 11 o'clock saying, you know, so-and-so is coming in at 12 and he needs treatment now, and he doesn't wait. And so, you know, my friend was really interested in this for a while, and, you know, it's like, it was flattering to hang out with the famous athletes. He sometimes got invited to some really great games and really great sports. But in the end, he had to give it up because it wasn't really helping his practice. He had to cancel 3 appointments to make room for 1 professional athlete. That didn't really work. So the other thing about real professional athletes is they really want to be around, typically feel more comfortable around jocks. So basically, if you're an ex-athlete, this is something you might want to specialize in. And so the people that I know that are ex-athletes actually usually can relate, can communicate better with the professional athletes. Now, when we get into the semi-pro athletes, I barely know what this means, but this really means like the people who maybe they're playing in leagues, sports, middle-aged people are playing in leagues. They may be professional coaches. They may be training for a triathlon. One of my friends, actually, Bill, he really hurt his back severely by training for a triathlon. So, again, finding that balance is so important. And Bill didn't like it when I told him, you know, do you really need to be training for a triathlon? You know, I mean, you're not world class, dude, and maybe that's just too rigorous for you. So in contrast, though, sometimes, you know, one of my senior clients came in and she goes, wow, something amazing happened. I go, like, what, you won the lottery? No. Now that I'm a senior, I can ski for free. And I'm going, like, well, do you really need to be skiing? Well, she loved it, and she didn't have any health problems, so maybe it was really good for her. Now, the weekend warriors are sort of the most dangerous group because they tend to do silly stuff like they don't exercise, and then Saturday they bicycle for 8 hours. And if you're from the Bay Area, you'll probably, in your course of your 20-year practice, see dozens of such people, right? So they burn out, can burn out really quickly through overactivity. So, again, balance is very, very important for that population as well. So one of the big questions is the athlete healthy? Now, certainly Lance Armstrong, really, he was one of my heroes, and now he's one of my greatest villains, right? He's a typical example, right? I mean, to anybody looking at him, they go, wow, this dude is really healthy. If you probably took his pulse, it'd probably be like the best pulse in the world, right? But, you know, first of all, he's lying, cheating, and stealing to get healthy or to be an athlete. Right? That's not athletic performance. And then the incorrigible behavior, the way he treated his teammates, you know, threatening them, all kinds of things, that's really terrible. And I'm really glad that he lost all his endorsement money, that's for sure. So basically, that's the extreme example. But as I mentioned, it's really important to think of balance and really think of, you know, finding the yin within yang and the yang within yin in these clients, because you know, taking steroids is not healthy. Being able to, having to take antihistamines and allergy shots so that you can compete in the marathon, you know, maybe that's not so important or not so healthy. So it all gets back to balance. Okay, so the most important take-home message today is, if you're treating athletes, professional, semi-pro, or weekend warriors, you always want to look at the recovery. And one of the most important concepts in training and recovery is no training to exhaustion. And this is vital for middle-aged and senior populations. Now, remember, I've counseled a lot of athletes, middle-aged athletes, with tendinitis due to basketball or aerobics, people trying to compete in the Ironman competition in Hawaii, people trying for their first triathlon event or half marathon. And one of the problems with these people is that they become real obsessive. You never know this, but something like 5 or 10% of anorexics are males, and most of them are people who used to be in wrestling. And I used to hang out with some wrestlers. They tried to get me to sign up for the wrestling team. I wasn't very interested. But anyway, they tried to do that. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to sit in a sauna for 5 hours and not eat any food to make the weight. And so, you know, that's what's in the back picture of all this excessive training, some very, very unhealthy habits. But the most important is no training to exhaustion. So if you have, like, a middle-aged client, you know, a typical training regimen would be Monday is rest, Tuesday intensive workout, Wednesday cross-training, Thursday intensive workout, Friday rest, Saturday intense workout, Sunday rest or cross-training, right? This is not, you know, every day running 10K. Even the people that I've counseled that are marathon runners, they don't run 20 miles every weekend. That would be crazy. So recovery, recovery, recovery. So let's look a little bit about sports nutrition in recovery. We want to increase protein, consider collagenase 2 and other connective tissue nutrients, and Chinese herbs. Now, Chinese herbs in recovery, we're talking about building blood, tonifying yin and essence, and also tonifying qi and yang. So the first part, we're going to be talking about performance enhancement and recovery. In the second part, we'll talk about injury treatment and prevention. If you do have a short question, one or two sentences, there's a box to the right of your screen, and you can put questions up there. I'll give first priority to the people who have posted their questions in advance, and I do want to thank you for sending your questions in advance. It really helps me present a superior workshop. So let's see. So let's look at specific herbs for performance and recovery. One of the main herbs, somebody said, what are the herbs that they're using in China for sports performance? Well, the herbal cocktail of cordyceps and steroids really works very well, and many Chinese athletes have gotten benefits. But nowadays, if there's more and more drug testing, less and less athletes want to, you know, use steroids or whatever. So one of the hallmark Chinese herbs for athletic performance and recovery is cordyceps. Now, what you should know about cordyceps is that most of the things sold as cordyceps aren't really cordyceps. And for instance, I was in Yunnan province 2 years ago, and the Tibetans, these are, you know, the cordyceps grows in the Tibetan region of China, and so you'd think the Tibetans knew the real cordyceps. Well, for about $25 a piece, they were selling factory-made cordyceps. So you have to be very, very careful. A lot of what's sold is mycelium of cordyceps. That is, people who have cultured a little bit of cordyceps, allowed a little peach fuzz to grow, scoop it up, put it in a vat, and sell it, right? I don't really like that, right? Also, the wild cordyceps, the going rate is about currently between $15,000 and $50,000 a kilo, right? So you have to be very, very careful about wild cordyceps. It's also an endangered species. But to show you that how difficult it is to ascertain real cordyceps for fake cordyceps, the one that looks like the real caterpillar is the fake one, and the real one is this one, right? So the more imperfect ones suggest that they are actually real cordyceps, and the ones that look too standardized are probably fakes, and the ones that Tibetans were selling in Yunnan province looked more fake than this. They looked more artificial, more fine than this one. So you have to be very, very careful. So what we do at Health Concerns is that all the ingredients that we use are evaluated and tested organoleptically, which is the Eastern aspect, which is the sensory analysis, but also more importantly through the lab analysis too, because without the lab analysis you cannot positively identify what's the real cordyceps and what's the fake cordyceps. And that goes for most herbs as well. So it's really important to know that all the Health Concerns herbs are very carefully identified so we can make sure that we are providing the authenticated product. So cordyceps improves oxygen utilization. It helps nourishes the lung, heart, and kidney function, and it's effective for cardiovascular, respiratory, and immune disorders, and it also helps with sports performance as well. Another one of my favorite herbs, as you guys know, is astragalus or wang qi, and this is a very, very good herb to nourish the lungs and spleen in terms of Chinese medicine, and particularly for younger, more middle-aged athletes, this would be really a big herb I would use as opposed to ginseng. Actually, the interesting research on ginseng suggests that it works better for athletic performance. It works better for more middle-aged and senior populations who take it over a period of time. And Andrew recommends combinations with ginseng and astragalus, not the single herb. Ganoderma, I haven't really seen a lot of research about using Ganoderma with athletic performance, but it's a great herb for the cardiovascular system and for oxygen utilization, and that's, of course, what athletes need. Licorice is a very good herb. It's a qi tonic. It's a harmonizing ingredient, and it's also a very good herb for the adrenals, and the adrenals can get oftentimes burned out for the middle-aged and senior athlete. Great herb, it's called five-seed fruit, and it has very many benefits, and one of the benefits is it helps regulate the nervous system, and this is very, very important for true athletic performance. So the great athletic performers can basically step up their game when there's competition, one of the things that's so good about Schizandra, if taken over a period of time, is it increases breathing capacity, and then it also will help regulate the nervous system. Basically, two of the most widely revered herbs for athletic performance are ginseng and Eleuthera root. Basically, if you look carefully, this is actually a ginseng root that is costs the equivalent of $60,000 U.S. That's for a 50-year authenticated wild ginseng root. $50,000 U.S. Okay, so sorry for the crummy picture. One of the reasons the picture is a little bit crummy is that they didn't allow me, because I wasn't spending $50,000, they weren't allowing me to photograph it, so I had to photograph it in a protective case. So ginseng and Eleuthera, Eleuthera ginseng, by the way, used to be called Siberian ginseng, and that's a long story why it's no longer called Siberian ginseng, but Eleuthera root. This is very widely popularized in Russia for its ability to stimulate sports performance, and thousands of Soviet athletes have used Eleuthera and Schizandra as part of their magical mix for sports performance. And so ginseng, obviously, it's a very profound qi tonic, and this is one of the reasons that ginseng is such a great herb for sports performance. As I mentioned, clinical trials with ginseng in athletes seem to suggest that basically ginseng works best in middle-aged and senior athletes for those who use it for more than 8 weeks. So we're going to be giving, as a close, a bonus on the best use of tonic herbs. But one of the most important things is that you just want to, you don't want to take ginseng or Luthro by themselves for long periods of time, particularly in the younger athlete. So one of the formulas, it took me years to locate a good source of cordyceps, and that's in two of our formulas, Cordyceps PS and Cordysang, which is a cordyceps combination. Our cordyceps was developed by the Institute of Materia Medica. It was selected from over 200 samples. It's closest to the wild mushroom in terms of chemical components and beneficial results. Cordyceps PS improves lung function and addresses such conditions as asthma, wheezing, chronic cough, and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So the clinical trials are mostly done in people who have lung and kidney problems and lesser extent heart problems. But what better way to help the athlete than to nourish their heart, their lung, and their kidneys? And then, as we mentioned, it acts as a general tonifying agent. Cordyceps strengthens resistance to disease, boosts the immune system, and enhances athletic performance. Basically, the dosage is typically two tablets, two or three times a day, if you do use the Cordyceps PS. In most cases, namely if clients have hypertension and don't want the licorice, I would suggest that's the only time I would suggest Cordyceps PS. Whenever possible, I'd use Cordysang because it's a combination of Cordyceps, red Ganoderma, astragalus, American ginseng, which in some ways is even better than Panax or Asian ginseng. And that's because serious athletes have a tendency to overheat. And one of the best tonifying herbs for overheating is American ginseng. And as I mentioned, licorice here is very, very good for the adrenals, which often get compromised during athletic burnout. Ginger is in this formula to help as an anti-inflammatory and also because it helps the other herbs taste good. And so we have Cordysang available in both a powder and a tablet form as well. Now, one of my earliest formulas, the first version was developed with the herbalist Subhuti Dharmananda, and subsequent versions were developed by myself. And this is just a great herb. It's one of the more popular adaptogenic tonic herb formulas in the West. It's one of the first, actually. Basically, it's used as a replacement for energy. And when people are needing more energy, it's used for fatigue, systemic weakness, adrenal deficiency, chills, diarrhea, muscle aches, and the inability to concentrate. These are all factors seen in the athletes who's burning out. So this is one of the reasons that this is a really excellent formula for recovery, for sports recovery. So sports recovery, you want to think of where do they need to be tonified, and either you or their coach needs to work on what's the proper amount of athletic expenditure and rest. So Astra 8 contains astragalus root, Eleuthero, this is again formerly Siberian ginseng. The current version also contains ginseng, which is a really great herb for athletic performance. My good friend Wuetsa or Schizandra is very useful for the nervous system basically balancing the central nervous system, but also improving oxygen utilization. Nugenza is a yin tonic, so again we have some qi tonics and some yin tonics here, and this is beneficial because again the athlete tends to overheat. Guya basically helps to balance the formula and helps reduce digestive stagnation, and Gansao again we've talked about quite a bit. Shenzhen should not be overlooked for any of the athletes, whether they're professional, semi-pro, or weekend warriors, and that's because one of the signs of too much athletic activity is insomnia. And when Andrew, starts getting insomnia, it's really an indication that I'm pushing it too hard. So when I was a serious athlete, I was about 14, between 14 and 16, I can tell you a couple of things. I didn't sleep very much. Basically, my body usually hurt. I was nauseous a lot of times, to be honest with you. So, and that's because I was working out 4 hours a day. So no wonder I had all these symptoms. So bottom line is think of Shenzhen, because this is a qi and blood tonic. And so many of the athletes we see, almost all the vegetarian athletes I've ever seen are blood deficient. So always think of Shenzhen. It's basically a qi tonic which helps insomnia. But I'm telling you, it's a great formula to consider with athletes, because it's got qi tonics, it's got herbs which reduce dampness, and that's a problem with too much tonification. Then we have herbs that are relaxing. Then we have polygala yuanzhi, which is an antidepressant. This is a fantastic herbal formula. And many of these herbs are actually used, like ginseng, dongguai, huangqi combinations are actually used in Chinese studies for athletic performance. Again, one of the things is don't forget the yin. Kanspir is a heart yin tonic. So when you have these athletes or people in general who are waking up all the time, that's a good indication of calm spirit. So just a quick overview, the client who needs something like Shenzhen is blood deficient, and they tend to be more pale, and they tend to be more cold. Somebody that is yin deficient generally runs on the hot side, and they tend to, if anything, to be have a faster pulse and have a more maybe even a red pallor to their complexion, as opposed to paleness. So calm spirit has a number of ingredients, both Chinese herbs, magnesium glycinate, which is also very, very useful for athletic recovery. Taurine is another ingredient that can be used for athletic recovery, and then a full host of enzymes. And so if this formula is taken over a period of time, these enzymes act as antioxidants as well. So this would be a vastly overlooked formula for athletic performance. Again, the guys in their, particularly for the men athletes in their between 14 and 25, they're like, don't give me none of the sissy stuff, just give me the true ginseng and I want to take a lot of it. Right, and that's exactly the kind of person who needs something like calm spirit. I remember when my mentor, in the early days of working with my mentor, we saw an athlete, and I took his pulse. My mentor took his pulse, then I took his pulse. And afterwards, I said to my mentor, or I think the client excused himself to go to the bathroom. I go, wow, this is one of the few healthy guys we see. This is really great. Somebody's coming in for balance. And my mentor said, only skin deep, very hollow. So basically, and then I kind of found out an excuse and took the guy's pulse again, and I noticed that, yeah, sure, he had a very empty pulse. And so that can be a metaphor for, you know, real, it's like a Hollywood stage, right? It looks like one thing on the front, and it looks very empty in the back of that Hollywood storefront or whatever. So that's very much like the athlete. They can appear very, very athletic, but they may not be healthy. And one of the aspects is yin deficiency. Schizandra dreams. Why do we recommend this for athletes? Because athletes oftentimes have poor sleep. And one of the important take-home messages is, let's say you have a weekend warrior. And let's say they go, you know, all of a sudden I just can't sleep. Well, what time are you working out? Oh, well, the only time I have to work out is between 9 and 10 p.m. Well, that will upset your sleep. So, again, balance, balance, balance. And so think of Schizandra dreams when you want to help sleeping, help improve sleeping. And this is typically used half an hour before bed with a big glass of water or some sleepy time tea, or even both, and this will really promote good sleep. Now, if you're more susceptible to waking up a lot, and this happens to me all the time when I'm in Asia, is I'll actually keep a bottle of this by the bed with a little bit of water, and then if I wake up at night, I will take some Shazandra Dreams, and I fall right back to sleep. Okay, so now we want to look at treating and preventing injuries. So a lot of you probably see more athletes than you realize, right? So Bob, who comes to you, you know, my shoulder's hurting me, or they tell me I need rotator cuff surgery. Well, it's really probably because he's overdoing it on the keyboard and on the athletic field or whatever. So, and you might really, if you have time with clients, meaning if you have time, more time to in your consultation, or if you're seeing them for more than 10 treatments, you really want to look at some of these issues deep, you know, a little bit more deeply. You know, how can you break the cycle of always injuring yourself, and how to prevent injuries? And so part of that is the right tonics, and part of that's the strategies that I'm going to talk about in just a minute. So the number one formula for athletic treatment and repair, including people who have things like micro tears and torn ligaments, is the Resinol E. And Resinol E is so good because it contains the herbs found in chili san, not the ones that are toxic, but the true herbs that are found in chili san, with a full complement of proteolytic enzymes. This formula works much better taken on an empty stomach, partly because Chinese herbs are absorbed better on an empty stomach, but also because the proteolytic enzymes work to dissolve fibrin if they're taken between meals. If you take this complex with meals, certain amount of these enzyme activity is going to be used for helping to break down the food, which we don't want in this context. So what's the best way to take Resinol E? Well, there's really two ways of taking, there's actually three ways of taking Resinol E. One of the ways of taking Resinol E, the best way is right after an injury, right? So you sprained your ankle, you might want to use some ice. I know that's sacrilege to some of you who went to acupuncture school, but ice can be very, very effective to bring down swelling. And then, you know, as soon as possible, use Resinol E particularly. If you have Resinol K, which is a topical, that can be applied also, which will help bring down the swelling also. But how can people that are susceptible to injuries use this formula? Well, simply they take Resinol E a half an hour before they train, and they notice typically faster healing, faster recovery, less pain and stiffness afterwards. So consider using Resinol E not just post-injury, post-surgery, but also for prevention of things like swellings. Now, an advanced use of Resinol E is, let's say you have a tear. For instance, you know, one of the biggest reasons for rotator cuff surgery is they tell the client that they have micro tears. Well, we probably, a lot of us who are middle-aged or seniors have micro tears, and it's only a problem for some of us. And so long-term treatment with Resinol E, I believe, has the capability of basically healing those microfractures and microtraumas and tears. And and in the clinic, how I've seen this really work is for clients who are willing to apply the Resinol K topically as well as take the Resinol E internally. And that should be done over a period of months, not just take two tablets and call me in the morning kind of thing. So you can use this before athletic events, but also before training as well to reduce the stress on the body caused by the mechanical stress caused by the athletic event. Okay, what's next? We talked about Resinol K a little bit. This is in liquid form so that you can apply it topically. In a pinch, you can also take it internally as well, particularly if you don't have any Resinol E on you, and you'll get some really good effects from this formula. The most amazing case was an acupuncturist came up to me at a convention. She says, I had diagnosed with a necrotic tissue in my shoulder, and I used this topically for several months, and there's no longer any necrotic tissue in my shoulder. And so some people call this their miracle healing drops. Several of my colleagues use this topically. They keep a bottle in the treatment room, and so if a client has an acupuncture bleed, it stops to stop bleeding, they just put a drop or two of Resinol K on the acupuncture point, and that stops the bleeding right away. So this is a very, very powerful formula, especially if it's used topically. Next formula I want to talk about is channel flow, and one of the follow-ups to this webinar I'd recommend is the post-surgery webinar. Anyway, one of the things I talk about post-surgery is a channel flow. So you will see teens, I don't know if, I can't say you will, but it's high chance that at some point in your career you'll see some people post-surgery, and a certain amount of these of course, they're athletes, so we don't really treat them that aspect differently. We do always want to look at their tongue, we want to feel their pulse, and we want to look at the symptoms, both from a verbal and a nonverbal capability. But this is a great formula to be used to heal and also to help reduce pain. So one of the uses of channel flow is as an alternative to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or Tylenol. We also would use this basically to stimulate healing. Sometimes, you know, somebody's in surgery, they can't take very many things because their digestive system is shut down. They may be sleeping a lot, so they're lying in bed for a long period of time, so they really can't absorb too many ingredients. So if you're not able to do a whole lot of things post-surgery, you want to think of channel flow. Now, how else might you use channel flow? Well, let's say you have an athlete, like we had a woman who is an aerobics instructor, right? And she was, I think, doing something like teaching three or four classes three or four times a week. And that might be fine for a teen or young 20s, but she was in her 40s. She was skinny as a rail. And one of the problems is she was taking too many non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which she didn't want to do, but she's going, what am I going to do? My joints are just really hurting. So she would actually came to appreciate applying Resinol K topically, taking Resinol E internally before her aerobics. And then, if she had still had pain, she would use the channel flow. So this can be used symptomatically for pain. It can also be used to help stimulate the healing response. So two of my greatest friends are myrrh and frankincense, Mo Yao and Ru Xiang. I say that these are my greatest friends because I go all over the world and I see them, including in the California health food store. So these are really wonderful ingredients, and they really are powerful at reducing inflammation, and historically they're used to help speed up healing. Some of you don't know too much about herbs. You missed that class in acupuncture school, but you might know myrrh is found in some toothpaste. It's because it heals the gums. Well, it also heals the joints, tendons, and ligaments as well. Collagenix 2, this is a really good formula to be used for collagen replacement therapy. This can be very, very important in almost all senior athletes and also many middle-aged athletes. And I talked about a 16-year-old serious competitive athlete who didn't want to take too many things. So she took one tablet a day of Collagenix 2 and had something like 90% reduction in knee pain after taking Collagenix 2 one tablet a day for a month. So one of the exciting things about Collagenix 2, it's clinically proven to improve joint health and flexibility faster than any other joint healing ingredients with one tablet a day dosing. So this is a really good long-term formula to be thought of for not only pain, but also to help regenerate the cartilage. Collagenix 2 consists of natural eggshell membrane. So one of the things we don't really have time to talk about in today's workshop is digestion. So I would urge you to get a copy of my book, or if you have it but haven't read it yet, read Healing Digestive Disorders. It's really a great book, I say so myself. I actually even talk a little bit about some of my sports experiences in that book. But the bottom line is that a lot of your middle-aged, particularly I see middle-aged women athletes can have a lot of digestive problems. And so you want to look at the digestive protocols found on our website in our Health Concerns Clinical Handbook, and a lot of background healing information in healing digestive disorders. So one of the things that comes up frequently in these webinars is people say, well, how can I get a copy of your clinical handbook? Well, the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook is available on our website, healthconcerns.com/pro. It's also available upon request in CD form. And if you're interested in obtaining a hard copy, please call our staff and inquire about how to do so. You can also order Healing Digestive Disorders from Health Concerns. It's also available online. It's actually distributed by Random House, which is a major publisher. So now I want to talk in brief about some of the case histories in my own practice, really focusing on what clinically will help you the most. And then we're going to go on to the questions that have been submitted in advance. And then I would suggest now, if you have any last questions, please put them in the box to the right of your screen. So one of my clients, if I haven't talked about yet, gave me a call and he said, Andrew, I need to see you immediately, and I need to see the acupuncturist immediately. I've had a relapse of my chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia symptom after climbing Mount Shasta. And you know what my response was? I'd have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome after climbing Mount Shasta too. So you really have to look at what kind of activities are people engaging in, and is that appropriate for their constitution? So if you really want to be a herbal doctor, a natural doctor, which is beyond just being an acupuncture technician, you really have to look at the client and the activity and the herbs and the treatment. Right. So for somebody who's recovering from fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, probably the worst thing they can do is climb Mount Shasta. So maybe it's only the second worst thing they can do. Probably the most worst thing they could do is to try to climb Mount Everest. But at any rate, this is strenuous activity. It was just too much for his constitution. So the tonic herbs can only do so much, right? They can't resurrect the dead, right? One of the clients I probably don't have time to talk about, he's a doctor, HMO doctor, came to me. He was a runner, and he was working 14 hours a day, and he had no energy. And guess what? He had no energy after taking the tonic herbs either. And we concluded that probably he'd be even more tired if he didn't have the tonic herbs. But remember, the patient taking the tonic herbs, not just the tonic herbs. So this is an incredible story. Somebody came up to me at a convention, I believe, and they had taken one dose of cortisone and they put it in their water bottle, and their 10K running time was something like 30 or 40 seconds lower than the last time they had participated in an event. And that was one time taking cortisone. Cortisone is a very powerful formula for athletic performance and athletic recovery. One of my clients was a marathon runner, and she was always catching colds, had a tremendous amount of allergy symptoms. She was the one who's getting taking over-the-counter allergy medicines before marathons, and also had allergy shots every week, I think. And this is somebody whose spleen chi was just like non-existent, right? Their pulse was just like, really, really slow, which from a Western athletic perspective is really good. From a TCM total body perspective, it's a disaster. And so her long-term treatment was less marathons, cortisone, and AstraC. It's currently allergy season and one of the best prevention of allergy treatments is Asterisk C, but we also combined cortisone, and we also combined this with less, better training, more recovery, and less marathons. That was the treatment. That was the miracle formula. I've had several players, including myself, basketball players, particularly middle age, but sometimes they're younger, have tremendous problems with knee pain. And so, again, what I used to do, my colleagues used to do, is take Resinol E before playing basketball, applying Resinol K topically to the kneecap before playing basketball, and then sometimes occasionally using these things afterwards as well. Really great results. I mean, this is something where people see the results typically in one day. if they take a therapeutic dose before they practice. Now, the most important thing I'm telling you about this is this doesn't just apply to basketball players. This would apply to aerobics teachers, people who do too much yoga, like yoga teachers, competitive dancers. You know, one of the most strenuous things that a teenage girl can do is be a what I think they call it, company dancer. These are people who wish to be a professional dancer, and it's very, very hard, very, very athletic, and it's compounded by the fact that these teenage athletes don't eat any food. So that's part of your counseling where that comes in. One of the clients I saw was somebody with lupus. Now, one of the most important things for people with autoimmune diseases is to have a stress reduction and exercise program. Now, of course, when we talk about stress reduction and exercise program, it should be to the athlete's constitution. And one of the many reasons we recommended cortisone for this patient is that cordyceps is widely used in China for lupus patients. And it appears, at least in laboratory experiments, to turn off some of that overactive immune system that we see in autoimmune disease. So the client I'm thinking about, their problem was when I first saw them, they had the typical butterfly rash and signs of yin deficiency and heat. So we didn't use cortisone then. We used formulas like nine flavor tea and great yin. But the long-term treatment was cortisone, and that's basically to help with athletic recovery, but also a great formula to consider for autoimmune disease is actually cortisone. And if for some reason you don't want all the ingredients in cortisone, you could actually use the cordyceps PS. Another client of mine was a very serious 50-year-old martial arts competitor, and basically stopped by the clinic and says, I need to pick up some Resinol K, Resinol E, and Channel Flow. And I'm going, well, why? Well, it's because I'm going to Kansas City to compete in my age division in martial arts, right? And so basically, he had so much swelling and bruising due to his training and competition, he knew about the use of these herbs. So whether it's a basketball player with tendonitis or a martial arts competitor, you want to consider the Resinol K and E before the event, and then either a duplication of that strategy after the event, or if there's just a lot of pain, to Channel Flow instead. We talked a little bit about the aerobics instructor. And now, before we take questions, I really want to talk to you about tips on professional use of tonics. So it's important to know that one of the effects of too much tonics can be digestive stagnation, overwarming, and headaches. So one of the things that you should know is if your client develops stagnation and they're on tonic herbs is that it's a sign to either switch the formula or take a break from the formula. So it's not uncommon for a teen, middle age, or senior athlete to at some point hit a plateau on tonic herbs. And this is the whole reason why you want to see the client every week, look at their pulse, look at their tongue, take their pulse, and also monitor them verbally and non-verbally for their symptoms. And so also it's really important to know is what you're tonifying, and is this the best policy? So they ask a 5-year-old why more is better, And she said, less is not more. More is better. It's more. And that was pretty articulate. That's exactly like many of the athletes that you'll see, particularly the teen and middle-aged athletes. They always want more. And their benefit, what their statement is if a little ginseng is good, more must be better. And so I'm here to tell you is look at what's being tonified. A lot of these athletes really, really need the yin nourishing. And the last thing I want to talk to you about in terms of professional tips on tonics is can you help the client find the yin within yang and the yang within yin? Okay, so let's look at some of the questions that have been come in advance. And I apologize, but if the question is not strictly on the topic, please submit that to our herbal helpline and how to reach our herbal helpline will be presented at the end of the workshop. But really like to keep it just to the questions that are pertinent to the topic. So let's go for it right now. Okay, so first of all, one of the people asks, what about herbs that are useful for sedentary patients who are wanting to increase the activity towards athleticism? So one of the things if clients want to be, American clients oftentimes want to exercise, but they feel too poorly to do so. So a great herbal strategy is the Astra 8 formula because it's a general tonic that's really going to kind of tune up the engine. But also remember that people that are going from sedentary to increased activity oftentimes overdo it. And then they basically overdo it and they collapse for 3 days and they go, geez, why was I a dummy that did that? So you really want to talk to them to kind of ramp up and then ramp down as well. Not just go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds or whatever. So consider Astra 8 as a really good tonic herb to help people feel good enough to exercise. Of course, you want to use your sensory diagnosis to make sure that this is the best formula. Next question, what's the best herb for athletes with body muscular tightness? So for body muscular tightness, one of the best formulas to take is the SPZM formula. So SPZM is very, very good for tightness. It helps relieve tightness. It contains magnesium, which is a very calming ingredient. And then it contains these Chinese, it's basically a modification of a very simple Chinese herbal formula that's used for cramping and for muscular tightness. So the best herb formula for the athlete with muscular tightness is SPZM. And then that can be combined with channel flow. If there's a tremendous amount of pain and they're taking a lot of NSAIDs or Tylenol, it also can be thought of as combined with EASE-2, which is a formula that's specifically for people who have a weak constitution, but they also have a constellation of symptoms such as shoulder and neck tension, muscular tension, and digestive disease. Okay, so the next question I didn't fully understand, but it had to do with, I think it had to do with bodybuilders. In general, if you want to help the bodybuilder gain more muscle, you're looking at qi tonics such as Astra 8. What do athletes do in China for athletes? Well, they use formulas like Astra 8. They use formulas like Astra Essence, which is a strategy to tonify the yin within yang, yang within yin, and then above and beyond all, they use cordyceps, which is a great herb for athletic performance and recovery. What are recommendations for before and after nutritional needs for senior athletes? So for senior athletes, again, you're talking about water sports, walking. EPAC as a superior type of fish oil, not only for the fish oil, but also for the antioxidant activity. This is very, very important for athletic recovery. Collagenix 2 as a joint replacement therapy, and then specifically recommended Chinese herbs. What is the best approach for preventing sore and achy feet for people doing long hikes and walks? Well, the simplest technique would be to basically put a few squirts of Resinol K in a warm bath of water, maybe put a scoop of Epsom salts in there, and just soak the feet this will be about the best treatment available for sore and achy feet. So again, the tendonitis strategy doesn't apply just to tendonitis and basketball. It might apply to aerobics, yoga, dancing, and here, hiking as well. So if this athlete would have taken Resinol K and Resinol E before the hike, they would have a lot less sore feet and achy feet. But afterwards, one of the best techniques would be take a warm tub of water, put in a few dropperfuls of Resinol K and some Epsom salts, and then just soak the feet for half an hour or more. Let's see. Somebody asked, what herbs should be avoided not to fail in a drug test? Well, if you're interested in not failing a drug test, please don't use any herbs made in China. The Greek wrestling team, the whole team got disqualified for using Chinese patent medicines, and there was things not declared on the label in the medicine. So you want to use products made in the United States where there's greater transparency to what's in the product. And then simply, if it's a professional athlete, they need to bring the list of health concerns formulas to their training body. This is not something you fool around with. Again, we've received no information that any of the health concerns, the true health concerns herbs, are banned in athletic performance. But on the other hand, the stakes are so high for a professional Olympic athlete that they really need to take the list of health concerns formulas to their governing body to get a ruling. Then the next question is what helps for high altitude training? Great question, and the answer is cortisone. A couple more questions. What do you use for cold knees? Backbone. In regards to long distance swimming, what do you recommend to avoid cramps aside from potassium and magnesium? So this colleague is onto something. Again, for preventing cramping, potassium and magnesium are very, very useful. But the herbal strategy would be the SPZM. Sometimes it's called spasm, but we prefer to use it called the SPZM. So it's just found in our clinical handbook in the S section. So it's SPZM. And it's a great formula for muscular tightness to avoid cramping. One of the clinical tips of using SPZM is clients may get a better result using four or five tablets twice a day than three tablets three times a day. And that's because one of the modifications I made, SPZM is actually a modern Chinese herbal formula. It's an empirical formula from Shanghai. And then I've added actually calcium and magnesium, which are also used for recovery. So by taking a little bit of larger dose, you're getting more magnesium and calcium into the system. And so this would be the same whether you're trying to avoid cramping or muscular soreness. You'd want to consider the SPZM, particularly if people have a tendency to tight musculature. So if it's more inflammatory based, think of Resinol E. If it's more having to do with the symptoms or more cramping, consider SPZM as a kind of a middle range strategy. And a lot of these people who cramp too much are actually qi deficient. So that's where we get into the tonic herbs such as like Astra A or cortisone. Okay. So we answered a certain kind of question, the first question. The second question, what herbs are used for Nordic skiing at altitude? The best number one formula would be the cordyceps, and that's because of the cordyceps, the ganoderma, the astragalus, and the licorice. That'd be a great herb for any kind of high altitude, whether that's high altitude hiking. I've done that like in the Himalayas, and so to avoid altitude sickness, I and my colleagues in the trip were taking cortisone, and so cortisone can be used as a prevention as well as a treatment for Nordic skiing. Sometimes if it's really crucial, you just have to bring the person down in altitude. Let's see. I work with many clients who do heavy construction, 8 to 12 hours a day. I consider them as athletes who are constantly overstressing their symptom and burning out. Now, this is a real experienced professional, and I want to really thank you for your question because I totally agree. This course could have been told athletic performance and construction work, too. So everything I mentioned is applicable to both athletes and people who do who basically are on their feet or are doing kind of construction work activities. And again, part of this is the right tonic herbs. Part of this is helping them to work with balance in their life. So one of the funniest things that I ever saw was I was moving my office and this guy came in. He was like the stereotypical young man athlete, you know, huge upper body, huge chest, barrel chest, and huge arms, and skinny legs. Well, first of all, it's very unbalanced, and that's very typical of younger athletes or younger weightlifters. But here's the funny story. So after 4 hours of heavy lifting, I overheard him say, yeah, Bob, going out to the gym, do some heavy lifting, get some real exercise. So one of the things is that these construction worker people, you know, actually what they probably need and probably what they don't want is to go into the yoga studio, but that's probably more in line with what they need. They don't need an exercise program. They need more of a stress reduction program and something that will help limber up their muscles. So yoga would be really, really good for those people. Let's see. Will Resinol E or Resinol K help reduce a hematoma? Let's see, that would be a better question for our herbal helpline. So I would suggest that you write up the case, as much information about the client, their tongue and pulse, and we'll answer that as part of our herbal helpline. Do you have any suggestions for middle and high schoolers to put in their water bottles or take before and after games? I think that probably you want to avoid, in this population, I usually suggest good nutrition, not using performance-enhancing herbs, and only using herbs for prevention and treatment of injuries. Basically, the difference in treatment of bursitis and tendinitis, at least in my experience, is that bursitis, there's usually more visible swelling, whereas in tendinitis, you might not be able to see the swollen tendons or not. And there's information in the knee pain webinar on how to treat bursitis as well as tendinitis. And then we talked about formulas for cramping, include the SPZM formula. Okay, so remember that it's the program and the health concerns formulas that give you the results. Again, many times we, like the doctor working 14 hours a day and also running, well, he didn't notice any results from the formulas because his whole lifestyle was out of whack, right? So if you're really looking to be the best natural doctor you can be, if you're really looking at helping the patient, if you're really looking at helping the patient find the yin within yang and the yang within yin, you really have to devise a program for that client. And one of the things I suggested in the earlier part of this workshop is that you know, a middle-aged or senior athlete, the training regimen starts and begins with rest and cross training. It's not just about high intensity. So that's that program. And then the formulas, you know, you really want to make sure the difference between the health food clerk and the professional herbalist is the professional herbalist is monitoring the client and deciding not just to put the client on stronger and stronger ginseng, but, you know, does the client need tonics? What is the right tonic? And how can they best take the tonic? So these are the right questions for a professional level herbalist as opposed to helping to select the strongest ginseng for the client. So remember, it's what we specialize in health concerns is combining modern research and ancient wisdom. So one of the things that they didn't really have, or it's not really discussed too much in the classics of Chinese medicine, is, you know, what do you do for somebody who's playing too much basketball? Well, basketball was invented in the United States in the 1800s, not in China 2,000 years ago. Again, so what we have to do is to really make the medicine, the ancient wisdom of Chinese medicine, more applicable to the American clients, and that's one of our specialties here at Health Concerns. So what's really unique is our knowledge of American patients. We're really not trying to pump out or pump in as many herbs as possible, but how to really help the patient to the best of their ability. Again, it's not going to do your American patients any good by selecting a Chinese patent medicine that's been banned and might help a client, a regular client, fail a drug test. So some of my clients are civil servants, you know, they get drug tested regularly. What if they take a patent medicine that you prescribe and they fail the drug test so they no longer can work in the for the state of California or the state of Alabama? So you really have to know your American patients and be able to explain the herbs and formulas in terms that they can understand them. Sometimes, you know, I give a workshop like a Pacific Symposium and, you know, like usually about 8 out of 10 people go, that was great. That was the best thing I heard. When are you going to come back? But sometimes one person goes, he goes, Andrew, you know, it was good and all that, but you really didn't talk about Chinese medicine. And the first time I heard that, I was like, what? And then I realized, oh, now I get it. I'm talking about Chinese medicine the way you should be, I believe you should be talking to your middle-aged and senior American clients. Remember, your senior who lives in Chicago and goes skiing on the weekends may not be too interested in qi, blood, yin and yang, and all this kind of finding the yin within yang in terms of language, but they are interested in the same capabilities of the herbs if you can express it how they want to be, how it resonates with them. So remember, Barack Obama talks in two different styles. One style is that if he's at a black church, he talks one way. When he talks at Harvard Law School, he talks a different way. And I'm telling you that the real superior practitioners know how to communicate with the patients in front of them. And I believe that that's one of our goals in Health Concerns, is to try to push ahead Chinese medicine by communicating it in an American style. And the final goal of Health Concerns is to be the partner in your practice. And so part of this is our educational materials. Again, if you're interested in getting a clinical handbook, contact our regular office number, which is 1-800-233-9355. But on the other hand, if you have a specific question about treating that construction worker, treating that teen athlete, treating the person who comes to you for rotator cuff, and it turns out that they've had a tennis or golf injury, right? You can basically, if it's a quick question, you can call our 800 number and leave a message on extension 105, which is our voicemail herbal helpline. Or if it's a more in-depth question or one that doesn't lead itself to an easy answer. So for instance, cold knees, that's an easy answer. Hematoma, that can be a more complicated answer. Feel free to email it at us at herbalist, H-E-R-B-A-L-I-S-T, at healthconcerns.com. So thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you online.